We went up that Christmas, about two weeks before Christmas, to get his Christmas tree. And he said, looking said, well, I said, we better take these bolts home. Because at that time he had died and people were coming in there, you know, and they had broken into his cabin and just a lot of stuff, you know, just puffing around. And he said, well, I'll take these bolts home. I said, yeah, they should be. And they weren't locked. They'd been there. We left them there. Even a lot of times left our fishing tackle, fishing gear there. And so we came on home. He said, well, I'll go home and see Tip. And if he wants some rocks, I'll come back and I can bring them both back. We came home, talked to my brother-in-law, and he said, oh, ain't nobody gonna bother them up there, just leave them alone. So the next Sunday, him and his wife went up there, just mess around, you know, fooling around, looking, and the boats were gone. Somebody got both of them. So they came back and told him, and said, well, it'd been a good idea if you'd have got the boats, you know, brought them in, because somebody got them.
Okay. Let's see. What's your full name?
Pauline.
And this is your address right now?
Magnolia.
And you say you were born in Guntown. How long did you stay there?
Well, and we lived out where we are. I was born. We lived out there until we moved to Tipoff, 34.
So you've lived in Lee County?
All my life. Right.
When you said that your parents had lived here in Lee County?
Uh-huh. All their life. That's right. My father lived that. He was living up in that area and married my mother in December of 1908. And I was born in December of 1909. And he was teaching school. My mother was going to school to him whenever he started. And he was a school teacher all this time up until even numbers, the presidential election was in this, and in 1931 he was elected as county superintendent. And he served in that for 16 years. Then he was defeated. And then 4 years later he came back and run and served 12 more years.
So
eight more years.
He was county superintendent.
County superintendent of education.
Here at Lee County.
Right.
Was your father born in Tupelo?
No. He was born out from Saltillo, Mississippi. That's a little town just between here and Guntown. Just on Saltillo. Saltillo. In fact, the log cabin that he was born in is still standing, but they use it as a barn now.
And what about your mother? Was she born here?
My mother was born in Lee County, right out there where I was born, close to where I was born.
Close to Guntown?
Mm-hmm. At least to Guntown.
And what did she do? Was she,
She was just a housewife. Raised five girls. No boys in the family.
What about your father's schooling? How far along did he get?
I don't know. Back then they didn't have any what they call graduating from high school, but he had some high school, some college work. He took some work at University of Mississippi, correspondence, and some from Southern Mississippi, from Hattiesburg.
Was he a high school graduate?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was more than that, you know, because of the correspondence and work that he did, you know, about after he,
qualified,
you know, he got to be qualified as a teacher.
Right, yeah, so.